Good morning. Let's continue on with our schedule. My name is Greg Peters. I'm the non-life insurance and insurance brokerage and services analyst for Raymond James. The next company on the schedule is the Allstate Corporation, a brand that everyone's familiar with. This stock has been and continues to be our top pick within the non-life insurance space. Last year, the stock had a very good return, second best performing stock in the insurance index, and we believe the results of the stock are driven in part by the recovery in the homeowners business. We continue to believe there's plenty of runway for further improvement, and that's why we continue to recommend the stock. For management, we have Bob Block, who's Senior Vice President of Investor Relations, to tell a story, so let me turn it over to Bob.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate you being here. My goal today is to help you understand Allstate's strategy and our proactive approach to creating shareholder value. But first, I have to go through our message from our lawyers that said I'll be making forward-looking statements, and there is a tremendous amount of disclosure in our SEC filings and on our website to help you assess the potential risks of investing in Allstate. Allstate represents a unique investment opportunity. Last year, shareholders had a total return of 50%. As Greg said, we were the second best performing stock in the insurance index. And we still trade at a book value multiple that is substantially below our long-term average. We have a strategy that will enable us to fully leverage our insurance expertise, brands, and proactive approach to investing to continue to create shareholder value. Our consumer-focused strategy is depicted visually at the top of this slide, which breaks down the consumer insurance market based on preferences for the type of interaction and beliefs about insurance companies. On the left side of the chart are consumers who prefer to get local advice and assistance as it relates to their insurance needs. On the right-hand side are customers who feel comfortable handling insurance on their own. On the bottom half are people who value insurance and see a difference between various brands in the market. And on the top half are consumers that see little difference between insurance offerings other than price. They're brand neutral. The Allstate brand is delivered by our local Allstate agencies, serve customers in the lower left-hand quadrant, which by our estimates makes up about half of the total consumer market. This is a place where historical strength for Allstate and a significant portion of our total franchise, where we primarily compete with State Farm, Nationwide, Farmers, and the regional companies. We acquired Esurance in the fourth quarter of 2011 to have a unique customer value proposition for customers that prefer self-service but still want the value of a branded experience. And while our market position is lower in this segment, we are growing rapidly with units increasing 31% in our first full year of ownership and premiums that exceeded $1 billion. The largest companies addressing this segment are GEICO and Progressive Direct. In the upper left are customers that want local advice but do not see a significant difference between insurance companies. They're served by independent agencies that offer products from multiple companies, including our own Encompass offering. We have plenty of room to grow in this market segment as well. Major competitors include Liberty, Progressive, Travelers, and Hartford. And with Answer Financial completing the picture in the upper right, we are the only insurance company that has unique offerings and business models for each segment. To help shareholders assess our progress in implementing the strategy, we established four priorities in 2012, which are shown on the bottom half of the slide. Maintain auto profitability, raise return in homeowners and annuity businesses, grow insurance premiums, and proactively manage investments in capital. We achieved all these objectives in 2012. The underlying combined ratio in the Allstate brand standard auto insurance, which excludes catastrophes and prior year reserve re-estimates, improved to 94 as we successfully implemented profit improvement programs in New York and Florida and had the benefit of a decline in frequency of auto accidents. The Allstate brand homeowners underlying combined ratio improved to just over 65 as 5 years of hard work has started to pay off and we enjoy the benefits of good weather outside of catastrophe losses. In total, on a recorded basis, this line went from an underwriting loss of $1.3 billion in 2011 to a profit of $718 million in 2012, a $2 billion swing. Returns also improved in fixed annuities as a result of good limited partnership investment returns, although this business will likely to continue to underperform given record low interest rates. We also grew insurance premiums in total, reflecting the acquisition of Esurance. Unit growth at Esurance, Encompass, and the emerging businesses, along with higher average auto and home premiums in the Allstate brand, were the major drivers of the premium growth in 2012. The net return from the investment portfolio was 7.3% due to a number of proactive investment decisions, as well as the decline in the interest rates, and we provided substantial cash returns to shareholders through dividends and share repurchases. Now, to give you a picture of where the revenues, how the revenues and capital splits out for Allstate, we have a chart on the top half is 2012, on the bottom half is 2011. You can see about two-thirds of our revenue come from auto and homeowner business. And in terms of the capital supporting that, again, about two-thirds, but most of it comes in homeowners. You can see the amount of capital that we have to put behind the homeowner business given the volatility of those returns. The bar chart on the right in each of the charts for 2012 and 2011, the biggest swing, as you can see, was the bar chart in homeowners going from a loss in 2011 to a profit in 2012. So these results are the outcome of strategically responding to dramatic external change over the last decade. When you choose to invest in Allstate, you get a team that uses facts to face reality, proactively makes decisions to adapt, and then executes to generate good returns for shareholders. There have been three significant external effects driving change at Allstate outside of the segmentation in the consumer market that we just discussed. In 2004, there were four hurricanes that met right here in Florida. And in 2005, hurricanes Katrina, Rita, and Wilma hit the Gulf Coast in Florida, ushering in a new era of severe hurricanes. In fact, in 2005, they actually named hurricanes using the Greek alphabet because there were so many storms. In 2008, increased severe weather extended into tornadoes, hailstorms, straight-line winds, and wildfires. At the same time, we entered the global financial crisis, which is still with us today. In response, we took on five initiatives to enable us to execute a strategy focused on the customer, which are shown on the bottom. So let's go through each of these. Given the tumultuous external environment, we stayed focused on maintaining industry-leading auto insurance margins, which are shown over the last 11 years on this slide. Allstate's performance is shown in the blue with the blue line, and lower is better in this case. Now, as you can see, we have been substantially below the industry average, compare well with GEICO and Progressive, and far exceed State Farm. We're among the best in the industry at matching price with risk and managing loss costs. On the right-hand side, the returns on capital for our auto business have been in the high teens or low 20s, depending upon how you want to capitalize the business. Taking another look at the Allstate brand, standard auto in these two charts show the revenue in the units, revenue on the right, on the left, and items in force on the right. You can see the actions and how our top line has peaked about 2007, has maintained that level, slightly declining as we took the profit actions in New York and Florida. All that was trying to protect the margins. The units went down much more dramatically than the revenue did, and in the individual boxes on each of those cases, when you add the Allstate customer segment, Encompass, and Esurance, our total premium in 2012 went up 5.2%, and units in force remained flat for the year. So Encompass and Esurance made up the difference for the Allstate brand. Given the increase in hurricanes and severe weather, we took action to lower our risk levels and raise return in the homeowner business. Our exposure to hurricanes and earthquakes has declined by 50% since 2005, as shown in the red line in the left-hand chart, achieving our goal for exposure reduction set several years ago. The yellow bars on the graph on the left show catastrophe loss impact on the combined ratio, and you can see by the large increases in actual losses why we took the action we did in homeowners. In addition, we set about raising prices, tightening underwriting standards, and changing coverages and product offerings to account for the losses. The outcomes of these actions are shown on the right-hand graph, with total premium growing, but the number of risks significantly declining. Total homeowner policies in force have declined by 1.6 million since 2005. The average gross premium on the Allstate brand homeowner policies increased from about $800 in 2005 to just over $1,100 by 2012. The benefits of these actions are shown by the combined ratio results in 2012, where the profit, excluding catastrophes, increased enough to offset another year of high catastrophe losses. For the Allstate brand homeowners, we recorded a combined ratio of 88 for the year, as you can see on the left in the left bar chart. Maintaining auto profitability and improving returns in homeowners have protected shareholder value from these external changes. It did have a negative impact on policy growth, though, despite the substantial increase in our brokering of policies for other companies. Now, this chart gives you a map of how this works. In the upper left are the approved rate changes we've taken on an annual basis. And you can see the blue bars have increased significantly from 2008, where we've been averaging between 7 and 8% annually across the country for the last 4 years. Then moving to the chart on the right, it shows the impact on the average earned premium per policy, which is the red line. You can see that steadily going northeast, where it's up close to 10% over prior year by the fourth quarter of 2012. And the blue line is the underlying loss trends. You can see that we benefited from favorable weather in 2012, really for the last four or five quarters. That's been running negative, and we don't expect that to continue. The impact of the rates and the loss cost trends translate into the combined ratio shown on the bottom, and you can see the declines in the combined ratio. And the green line is the underlying combined ratio, running now at about a 65 for the year, and it was down to 61.5 for the fourth quarter of 2012. Now, the global financial crisis and subsequent record low interest rates brought on by the central bank action has led us to different strategies for Allstate Financial and the investment portfolio. Allstate Financial shifted its strategy to focus on underwritten products and shift away from spread-based products such as annuities. We sold the variable annuity business in 2006 to Prudential and began to de-emphasize fixed annuities. Our efforts to reduce the size of the fixed annuity business continue, which is shown in yellow on this slide, pale yellow. Underwritten products generate operating returns in excess of our cost of capital and largely support the needs of the Allstate agency customer base or those who buy products sold through the worksite through Allstate Benefits. In addition to reducing the size of the annuity business, we're also investing differently. Many of these liabilities have long maturities, so we're shifting a portion of investments into higher return, less liquid assets. Here's a look at the reserves and the contract holder funds as they broke down at the end of 2012. Deferred annuities represent about 42% of those the contract holder funds. Immediate annuities, another 25%, so about two-thirds of our contract holder funds are tied up in the annuity business, which we're trying to run off. On the right-hand side of the chart, you can see the returns for the various products. Life at a 9% return has about 38% of the attributed equity behind it. Accident and health at almost 13%. Deferred annuities actually had a good year with the improvements in the limited partnership investments, up almost to 10%, and the immediate annuities turned just slightly positive at 2.4. Proactively managing the investment portfolio has also enabled us to generate good returns. In this chart, you can see what we've done in terms of shifting the assets in the portfolio. We did not like the risk and return profile on municipal debt, so we reduced our holdings significantly, basically cutting it in half. The risk and return characteristics of corporate credit were attractive, so we increased the holdings there to almost 50% of the portfolio. As a result, lower interest rates and tighter bond spreads, this portfolio has generated attractive returns on a risk-adjusted basis. Looking forward, we're taking actions to reduce the impact of higher interest rates that will have on the value of the portfolio. About two-thirds of the portfolio backs Allstate Financial liabilities, the economic value of which also changes with interest rates as the assets and liabilities are matched. The property liability portfolio, however, is about $38 billion, and the economic value of its liabilities will not decrease much with higher interest rates. So we've been selling long bonds in this portfolio and expect to do so this year as well, as you can see on the right-hand chart. This essentially pulls income forward as capital gains at the cost of lower investment income in the future. The success we've had in these four initiatives now gives us the ability to aggressively develop competitively differentiated value propositions. You can see in this chart, in the Allstate brand in the lower left-hand corner, what we're going to try to do is raise customer loyalty, strengthen and expand the agencies, and leverage the brand in differentiated product offerings, like our claim SAT guarantee, house and home in the homeowners market, and our telematics offering on the auto side. For insurance, it's about increasing the percentage of the business that's preferred auto risks. Broadening the product portfolio beyond auto, we've started to add renter's insurance and expect to add homeowner's insurance and other products on that site. And then utilize the capabilities of the Allstate Corporation. In the upper left, in the Encompass brand, we continue to deepen the agency relationships, focusing on a package policy which puts together the auto and the home and a liability cover. Allstate has a long history of providing capital returns to shareholders. This chart over the last 10 years shows that we've returned about almost $20 billion through dividends and share repurchases. The board just authorized an increase in the amount of share repurchases. We now have about $2 billion of authorizations that will run through the first quarter of 2014. And it also raised the dividend by about 13.6% at a last February board meeting. Back in June of 2011, we held an investor day and set up the goal of an operating return on equity by 2014 of a 13%. We almost achieved that in 2012. The sources of that longer-term return at the time were to maintain auto margins, which we've done, improve the homeowner margins, which we're on our way to doing. We still have room to go in terms of getting the homeowner margins to where we would like them to be. Two other elements were to improve the Allstate financial returns to a 9 to 10% operating return on equity. That will be challenged by the low interest rate environment, and maintaining portfolio yields also, which will be challenged by the interest rate environment. In order to help maintain or achieve that goal, we've added a fifth priority for 2013 to reduce our cost structure, which is really about maintaining an appropriate expense level for each one of the consumer segments, because what the customers are willing to pay for differs by consumer segment. So when you invest in Allstate, you have the opportunity to share in an unparalleled brand and franchise. We're the only competitor, as I said, to offer products and services to all four unique consumer segments in the industry. We're focused and have consistent priorities over time, and we've had a record of achieving those priorities. We proactively manage our business, making sure that we're doing the right things for the employees, agencies, and shareholders alike. We've returned capital to the shareholder in large amounts over time. We will continue to do that. And the business model and the capabilities that we have we expect to drive real growth over time. So with that, I'd like to hear what's on your mind. So we'll open it up for questions. Yeah.
Bob, as you run off your annuity business, is that going to free up capital? It sounds like it was capital intensive. And is that capital likely directed back into the other businesses and share buybacks?
There's a fair amount of capital that supports the annuities that will slowly run off as the liabilities are released. What it does allow is to create a greater return in Allstate Financial, and the opportunity to dividend that capital up to Allstate Insurance Company and ultimately to the holding company. So that's the strategy.
So the answer is yes. If it goes up to the holding company, then the chances are that it'll go back to shareholders in some form.
We have a fairly simple capital management philosophy. We'll support those businesses that are generating returns over cost of capital. It doesn't take a lot of incremental capital to support the growth in the business. Next, we look for opportunities to acquire capabilities, if that's available. We look at a lot of things. We don't do a lot. We did purchase Esurance in 2011 for about $1 billion. That gave us great capabilities in the self-directed consumer segment. But the primary use of that free cash has been to return it to shareholders. Our belief is if we can't use it, we'll return it to the shareholder, either through dividends or repurchases. Yeah, Greg?
Can you talk about some of the comments made by other companies about severities going up, et cetera, and how maybe you can't comment on your experience? Can you talk about your experience in your auto business and why there's somewhat of a differentiation?
Yeah, the trend in loss costs in the auto space has been, I would call it relatively benign across the country for a number of years. Our experience has been we've experienced pretty good frequency results on the severity side from an auto physical damage, the repairing of cars. We've maintained a relatively low single-digit increase in severities there. A lot of attention has been paid over the last year, year and a half, to the liability coverages, bodily injury in particular, and a lot of commentary about increased pressure and loss costs there. We experience the same thing as other companies have. perhaps not to the same extent that they have, but in our latest two report years, we're seeing increases in bodily injury, but not to the extent that it's exceeding our pricing parameters. As you can tell by our overall margins have been maintained. So the level of rates that we've been taking have been able to maintain, have been at a level such that it keeps us level with the loss cost trends.
So the rate increases, you're achieving are offsetting any loss cost pressures. So the stability in your auto margins is something that you expect to continue for the next couple of years.
Yes, maintaining the auto margins is critical to our overall strategy because that's the line from a percentage of revenue. It's the biggest line of business that we have, and we expect to be able to maintain those margins over time.
And on the homeowner side, where you averaged rate increases of approaching double digits, is 2013 going to look the same as 2012, 2011, 2010, or do you expect that the level of rate increases will continue to abate?
A lot of it depends on the underlying cost drivers. You saw our experience on the one chart that showed we've been running negative underlying loss trends for about 5 quarters. That gets factored into the rate formulas. But you also have an ongoing input to the rate indications caused by severe weather losses that have occurred over the last several years. Regulators, rather than allow you to recapture the losses experienced in any one year, make you average them in over time. So we're continuing to average in losses that have occurred 2009, 2010, 2011, where we had almost $4 billion of catastrophe losses in 2011. So the expectation would be that in those states where those losses have occurred, they'll still be flowing into the rate indications. What the ultimate amount of rate change that we are, that we